This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Yankees' final payroll was $304 million. They currently have an estimated $240 million committed to players in 2026, which leaves about $70 million to spend, assuming they end up with a similar payroll, which I think is a fair thing to speculate.
Yes.
I don't think we should add $200 million to the Yankee payroll. As much as Yankee fans may want that, as much as they may demand that, I don't think that's fair in this process to create a super payroll that probably isn't going to happen. So we all did our work. We all did our research. Would you like me to go first?
Yeah, of course.
Number one, they will make a qualifying offer to Trent Grisham. What does that mean? It means Trent Grisham has an opportunity to return on a one-year, $20 million deal. Mm-hmm. If he accepts that, okay, there'll be some alterations to my plan. If he doesn't accept that, fantastic. The Yankees will acquire a draft pick that they can use to help them in the future.
Do you think he'll accept it?
I think there's a chance, because even though he had a great year, what's he getting on the market, especially being attached with a pick?
But he's also young. Not old. He's not young, but he's not old.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the Yankees, if they do that, they hamstring him.
They do. And so I think it's possible Trent says, you know what, I'm probably not going to have another great year, but I also know I eliminate the qualifying offer. Once it's offered to me once, I can't have it again. I'll go back. I'll have a big year. And the reason I don't think it's a big deal for me as the Yankees is I've made the decision that I'm moving on from Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker, which is probably the headline. Like, what? Yeah, I'm going to allocate my money elsewhere. And so I'm going to need a center fielder. I do want to bring in an outfielder that's not going to cost me a lot of money or a lot of years. So if Trent Grisham accepts it, okay, he'll be my center fielder. Mm-hmm. Jason Dominguez, Spencer Jones, Aaron Judge, even Jose Caballero off the bench, I'm good to go. If he doesn't accept it, I will replace him by signing Harrison Bader to a two-year, $22 million contract. He's my center fielder. He gives me defense, right-handed bat. And again, Spencer Jones, left-hand hitter. Dominguez better from the left than the right. Mm-hmm. There's a value to Harrison Bader. So right off the top, that's how I'm handling center field. Just want to let you know. Aaron Judge is my right fielder. Dominguez will get every opportunity in the world to be the left fielder. And Spencer Jones is on the come. Mm-hmm. He could end up as the left fielder. He could end up as the center fielder because Grisham and Bader are guys I'm not married to. Now you may be saying, all right, wow, you let Kyle Tucker go. What are you doing with the money? Now, what I'm about to tell you may not make a lot of sense, but hear me out. I'm signing Alex Bregman.
Now, you stole my signing.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, I thought that was creative because
it's not creative because I'm not hunkered down by the Houston Astros stuff.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
Yes, but I think a lot of Yankee fans might be.
Well, I think Yankee fans initially will say, where is he playing? Because he's a third baseman. No, not under my plan.
Where is he playing?
I'm going to have a conversation with Alex Bregman. First of all, I got him on a five-year deal, $165 million. So I'm paying him a little bit.
You're overpaying him.
Am I?
He might want you to be his agent.
I think that's what he's going to get. Am I crazy?
I mean, he's probably about 28 to 30-something a year.
No, he just opted out of a deal in which he was making how much money? He was making a ton of money that he opted out of.
I don't remember.
It was in the high 30s.
I got to go look.
So I figure for years, I'll get him for a little bit less money.
Right.
But I got to give him the years. Here's what I'm going to say to Alex Bregman. You're my shortstop this year. And then I will proceed to say, are you comfortable going back and forth? To which he will say, of course I am. I'm a team player. He was willing to do anything for the Boston Red Sox. Here's why this is important, Yankee fans. You need to take away the Volpe drug. He's a drug, and you need him to take him away. If Alex Bregman is here playing shortstop, in which I think he'll do a fine job for a year or two doing that, Anthony Volpe is exactly what I envision him to be, a super utility player.
Yeah.
How does he play? Well, sometimes Ryan McMahon doesn't play against the lefty. Bregman goes back to third. Volpe's my shortstop. Volpe could even play some second base.
Yeah, the only thing I worry about is that you start getting these guys playing out of position like you did last year. Not that they can't do it. It's just that they're not as comfortable as they would be elsewhere.
Okay, so that is a fair concern. First of all, the only guy playing out of position would be Bregman, but I think he can do a solid job playing shortstop. And if Anthony Volpe earns this job back by performance, no matter how much money I'm paying Ryan McMahon could be the odd man out. He's Bregman also, ends up back at third, right. Volpe's at shortstop.
He's also likely to be unavailable at the beginning of the season, Volpe.
So exactly.
So you're going to need a shortstop anyway.
He is my shortstop.
I addressed it differently.
And honestly, like, I also view this long term. Ryan McMahon's here for two more years. George Lombard Jr. is probably a year or two away. Eventually, Bregman's the third baseman. I just signed him to a five-year deal. He's going to be my third baseman, but in the shortest of terms, he's my shortstop. And I think he'll do a solid job playing that position. I thought about Bo Bichette. Bo Bichette's not even a good shortstop. So, like, I'm more intrigued by Bregman because eventually he's going to play his natural position. He puts the bat on ball to the same level as Cody Bellinger, if not better, and he draws more walks. I think he's a better player than Cody Bellinger, and I think he would fit a need more than Cody Bellinger because I have outfielders. I have outfield prospects that could develop. So Bregman is my big move with an eye on eventually being my third baseman, but being my shortstop. But I'm not done yet. I got two more moves because I still have some money to spend.
Go ahead.
I'm signing Michael King to a one-year contract, and I'm going to overpay him to get him here. I'm going to give Michael King about $26 million for 1 year.
How old is he right now?
I think he's 30, right on the dot.
Yeah.
Now, he is projected to be getting a three-year contract. No, no, no. I'm going to whisper to Michael King and say, Mikey, you come have a big year for me, you're going to get a five-year contract. You're good. And here's the beauty of Michael King. Number one, solidifies my rotation that's going to have injuries early. But that's not the best part, Tiki. Late in the year, if I'm healthy, and I got Cole dealing, and I got Rodon dealing, and I got Schlittler dealing, guess where Michael King goes? To my bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
How loaded is that? Because I don't love the bullpen guys that are out there. Like, I'll sign guys to short-term deals for a few million dollars, but there's no way. Kenley Jansen? Raisel Iglesias? I'm not doing that. They're also not going to blow away the Mets and get Edwin Diaz. So
right.
I like King to solidify my rotation and also be transitioned to the bullpen. I'd signed Elias Diaz to be my backup catcher because I'm sick and tired of having lefties all over the place. Goodbye, J.C. Ascara. And then the trade I would flirt with, if it's available, is Jason Dominguez for Kwan. Because then I get the proven left fielder. I'm giving the Guardians more years of control. But if I don't do that, I'm fine because I got Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez as my left fielders. So my additions are Grisham gets the qualifying offer. If he accepts it, great. If he doesn't, Harrison Bader on a two-year deal. Alex Bregman to play shortstop in the time being. Michael King, Elias Diaz, Harrison Bader, and potentially Dominguez for Kwan. How great is my plan?
No, it's a pretty good plan.
Thank you.
I mean, I can't argue with it. You stole one of mine, but that's okay.
Stole one of yours.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So, we'll start with the third base. I was trying to find Alex Bregman. I had to go on FanGraphs. When was the last time he played shortstop, dude?
A couple years ago, he's filled in there.
You got to go way back. I went back a couple of years to 2023. I don't see any shortstops. He's all third base.
He can play shortstop,
of course,
I'm telling
he
you.
Can't play
and he's
shortstop,
willing to.
But I don't want the Jazz thing to happen again that we saw last year. So, Alex Bregman, I'm signing him. I'm not nearly paying him as much as you did because he's 31, almost 32 years old.
So, he is going to be 32 years old on opening day or right around opening day.
So, do we want a 35-year-old with two more years left on his deal? Alex Bregman, no. So I'm going to pay him 4 years, 140 or so million. It's about what you were talking about in that $30+ million range. And he's going to play second base. I did it different than you. I did it from here's my starting pitchers, here's my relief pitchers. And I had issues with the relief pitching as well. I didn't even fill it out because I'm going to assume that Tim Hill and some of these other guys that are coming back are going to fill the void. It's there's too much nuance to go try to find a relief pitcher at this stage. So Cole, Fried, Schlittler, Rodon, Luis Gil, Bednar, Williams, that's what's guaranteed. Catcher, Austin Wells. First base, this was my big...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Signing of the offseason. For first base, instead of re-signing Cody Bellinger and using him all over the place, I'm like you, not keeping him. They go get Seattle's Josh Naylor.
Oh, my God. That would piss Yankee fans off. They don't like him.
That doesn't matter. I want the best player.
He's a good ball player.
I want the best player.
He's a good ball player.
And there's too many, like, this is a Yankee on this team.
What are you going to do with Ben Rice, though?
Ben Rice is going to be my utility player.
So basically the way he was handled this year, DH, catcher a little bit.
100%.
Okay.
And so give him a four-year deal, average around $15 million a year. He's not going to cost you a ton of money, Josh Naylor. Maybe closer to 20, but whatever it is. And Jazz is at second. At shortstop, this is a cheap deal, but it's a worthwhile deal. Because I still think that the Yankees want to believe in Anthony Volpe. So I'm re-signing IKF.
Oh, God.
Give me IK. Look, he played on a championship
he just
team.
He cost them a World Series.
It doesn't matter. So he's not going to go back to Toronto because they hate him. Come back to New York. He's a really good player, and he can play shortstop, and Volpe's dead.
You know why you are an evil genius? Yankee fans will hate IKF so much, they'll pine for Anthony Volpe.
Maybe.
That's actually brilliant.
Maybe, but he'll be viable.
Yeah.
He's not a liability. And it's cheap.
Right.
It's gonna cost you $30 million over 3 years or whatever the heck it is. So I'm not really spending the money. Bregman at third base, as we talked about. I have Dominguez in left field, Spencer Jones playing center field, Judge, and then Stanton at the DH. So my offseason expenditures are less than $35 million.
What are you doing with Ryan McMahon, though? See, with me, with Bregman, he's going to play some third base when McMahon sits against the lefty, but right. They are paying him $16 million a year. So under your plan, what, are you just dumping him?
Maybe trade him.
Wow, okay.
Maybe trade him for a relief pitcher.
All right.
That's what I haven't figured out.
Fair enough. I thought my Bregman thing was going to be original.
Well, he's the best third baseman available.
Right, he now also fits the grindish nature of what the Yankees need.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because he is that player who is going to hit for, what, 270 every time, every year, 280. He's going to hit 20 home runs.
He's clutch.
He's not scared of the moment.
The thing about playing him at shortstop, because I do want to explain it, because he hasn't done it in a while, you are right, is that I believe that the Yankees need to bring someone in that would make it very difficult for Aaron Boone to go back to the drug of playing Anthony Volpe. Like, IKF doesn't do that. Jose Caballero being here doesn't do it. None of that does that.
So look,
someone like that would.
I think in retrospect of last season, if you go back and think about it, and Sean identified this right away, I don't know how to truly evaluate this season for Anthony Volpe. Because I think he was hurt really early.
Well, then look at the last three seasons. He has never developed into what they expected.
But he was clutch in the postseason.
Okay.
And it was only his third year.
But that's why I'm not fully blocking him, because the ability of Bregman to go to third base means Ryan McMahon could eventually lose playing time.
I'm not blocking him at all. I have a cheap option that we're familiar with, playing shortstop.
No, but here's what the problem that you're making, in my opinion, is that you're not blocking him enough. Like, you're making it easy to go back to him. I'm making it, hey, if you earn it, there's a way for me to go back to you, but it's not as easy as IKF's in front of you.
But that costs you.
Yeah, but it is, but it doesn't, because the way I laid this out is my payroll is going to end up the same. Now, I'm not bringing Bellinger back, which you're not doing either, which right. I know a lot of Yankee fans may dislike, but I'm viewing the outfield. First of all, I'm viewing Ben Rice as the first baseman. That's where we disagree. Mm-hmm. Give Ben the first baseman's glove. He'll become good over there, at least decent over there. Give him time. He's the first baseman, end of story. Maybe I've been bringing a backup like Ty France, who could play the position well, but off the bench. I have enough young outfielders between Dominguez and Spencer Jones and a center fielder who's a glove first player,
right,
whether it's Bader or Grisham coming back, that I don't need Cody Bellinger. Hmm. I really don't. And I think I'm left-handed enough now. So I think that while he was a good Yankee, and I got nothing against him, I think I would serve myself better by bringing in an infielder, especially someone who could play on the left side of the infield.
Someone to challenge Volpe. That's where they come from.
And also, look at the left side of my infield right now. Ryan McMahon is a good glove, but he don't hit much, and he doesn't hit lefties despite the home run he hit in game four. And what's my shortstop? Caballero, Volpe, Lombard is still a year or two away. So I'm trying to even out my roster by being better on the left side of the infield, which right now is not good enough.
Okay.
All right, Sean, go ahead.
All right, I'm just going to say this. You guys went very focused on the left side of the infield. Unfortunately, you can't help some drug addicts, so I'm leaving shortstop alone and assuming that Volpe's eventually going to take that job. I just want to get that off the plate, okay? That was a terrible way to reference it, but follow up. Cody Bellinger's Mr. Yankee. They're going to flirt with Kyle Tucker. He's going to sign a 7-year, $180 million deal.
Oh.
Okay, you could all you want.
No, that's fine.
With the future flexibility, perhaps, for
somebody
space,
else.
Well, follow along here.
All right.
We're also going to retain Devin Williams after all. He's going to Nick games with Aaron Judge.
Wow.
Right. I kept Devin Williams.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So around 3 years, 54 mil comes into about 18 mil a year following the reliever market. I feel like for a guy who's not going to be paid to be
You're going to give Devin Williams $18 million a year?
I am.
You buried the man. Look.
Am I allowed to finish?
But he was good.
Yeah, this off-season plan, like, I'm going to hold against you for the rest of your life.
Okay.
First of all, you've just accepted Volpe's the shortstop, that which I'm stunned by.
That one I don't get.
This is your plan, not Brian Cashman's plan, your plan. You're saying, I am rubber-stamping Volpe as my shortstop, and oh, by the way, I'm rubber-stamping Devin Williams to be one of the highest-paid closers in baseball.
I was told that this had to be a realistic plan.
Yes, from financial standpoints. You can pick who you want, who you think is best for the team.
I, unfortunately, am so beaten down by my teams that a realistic plan does not involve not having Anthony Volpe at shortstop. Mm. So that was my interpretation.
All right.
I'm not telling you I want to. I'm just telling you what I interpreted.
That's fine.
Okay. They're going to get a right-handed option to help Ben Rice whenever he slides over to catch in DH. I'm giving 1 year, $12 million to Rhys Hoskins. I think he's going to play a little first base as a free agent. Okay?
No, that's not bad. I like that one.
Okay.
Can't play.
I'm also going to bring back reasonably Rosario. Obviously, Caballero's there. Let's fill out the bench. The Yankees are then, in turn, going to make two trades that I think fans are going to love.
Trades. Let's go.
Okay. They're going to go to Cleveland, and they're going to get their leadoff hitter in Stephen Kwan.
Oh, you like the Kwan idea.
The headline package in that deal is they're trading Luis Gil to give Cleveland some upside at the top of their rotation. Now, you might be saying, well, are the Yankees in position to be trading, starting pitching, knowing what's going on at the top? Well, they just got Stephen Kwan to lead off and play left. I brought Bellinger back. They're trading Jason Dominguez. They're trading Chase Hampton. They're trading Bryce Cunningham and Dax Kilby. Major prospects to the Florida Marlins.
This is ridiculous.
Sandy Alcantara.
This is why I should have went before Sean. I don't even have to go now. That was my trade. I already made it. Why is a Yankee fan not featured last? I should have went, and then you should have went. What does that note say?
Well, you could go.
No, I'm not going to go now.
By the way,
you're out of the Met one. You're out of the Met one.
I feel like you killed my buzz. I feel like I just gave the Yankees
you had a great move there, but we should have compared notes.
All right, that's where I'm at. So Kwan and Alcantara in two massive deals, bring back Bellinger, bring back Williams, and plug the bench a little Rhys Hoskins right-handed option at first base.
I like his plan towards the end. The beginning of it I didn't like, but I like the idea of... using Heel, because we had talked about this. The Yankees have pitching depth despite the injuries to start the season.
Yeah.
And Luis Heel is a guy that you can use as a trade chip. And using him as the headline in the package, because I think it's going to cost more than Heel to get Kwan, just to be fair. So I think
right,
you're making...
Well, insert other guys.
I interpreted it that way. It's Heel as the headliner in a deal for Kwan. And then, boy, you came flying for Alcantara.
Well, that's you got to load up.
That's a huge return back.
You got to load up.
I give you credit. That's like Met fans killing me for my Tarek Skubal deal. Like, it's too much. That's a lot. But, hey, you came to the party with a lot. So you end up with Cody back, Alcantara in the rotation, Heel gone, Kwan in left field, and Bellinger back.
Yeah. And so then the idea
is... And you're retaining your infield, which is going to be McMahon, Volpe, Chisholm.
And you might be asking, well, so what does that mean for Spencer Jones? What my assumption is we're going to play another year out here where Giancarlo will end up on the IL,
right.
Judge. You know, there will be a moment where Spencer Jones gets called up and where the chips lie where they may. Maybe it ends up where Ben Rice catches more, Austin right. Wells sits more, and you move Bellinger to first. Like, yeah. All of that is
Ben
in
Rice
play.
Can float around, catcher,
exactly.
First base, DH.
There will be at-bats down the line at some point through injuries for Spencer Jones, and then you re-examine after the year where you want to
go
from
there. I like it. I think that's a good plan. All right, Tommy, I know you're all depressed and all, but you could still make your plan, even though you copied Sean.
Yeah, but I had this whole dramatic thing planned out.
Well, so. Just do it then. You don't need to be dramatic.
Well, we're doing radio here. I thought it'd be fun. Kyle Tucker. That's the crown jewel. That's the big splash. That's my big free agent signing if I'm Brian Cashman. But where will Kyle Tucker play? I don't know. Stay tuned.
Is that going to be a dramatic?
Okay. I am going to... The Yankees have made a trade. Break the glass. They are sending Jason Dominguez, Austin Wells... And Luis Heel for Freddy Peralta.
Oh, so but it was San Diego.
No, it was on my list, but I don't want to have the same thing as him. So I wanted.
So you just pivoted to Freddy Peralta?
Of course, because why? Yeah. So it's said Alcantara, but now it's going to be Freddy Peralta.
By the way, Tommy, you can keep it as Alcantara. I said Bregman, and Tiki didn't
different,
need to pivot. He was just like, I'm doing Bregman,
no,
too.
No, because that was going to be my big reveal. Like, free agencies, everybody knows the free agents. The trade was the big reveal.
All right, so we're going to keep it as Alcantara. Okay. I don't think you should change it. There's no reason to.
Dominguez,
plus
Wells.
You really overpaid for Freddy Peralta. He's a free agent at the end of the year. But go ahead.
So Dominguez, Wells, and Heel.
He's only making
for...
$8 million this year.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so Dominguez, Wells, Heel for Sandy Alcantara. I agree with Tiki and Sean. You don't give up a decades-long beard policy for one guy for a one-night stand. So you re-sign Devin Williams. Ben Rice is my catcher. Tucker is my first baseman. Spencer Jones is my left fielder, and me and Evan are sharing a brain. I went with Ramon Laureano at center field, but I just think the Yankees need guys with some stones. Bader's a good option, too, but they just need those, like, pit bull guys. So Laureano's my center fielder. That's my offseason.
It's funny that of all four of us, only one of us said Kyle Tucker, because he was the guy that for a year out we were
you
like...
You don't know how much that's going to cost you.
It's going to cost a lot.
That's the challenge, and you said be realistic. It could cost you your whole budget.
Yeah, here's
not
the,
quite, but you know what I mean.
The issue with Kyle Tucker is A, staying healthy, but B, and he kind of touched on this, he's a right fielder. And I would not move him to first base. I disagree with that. He's a Gold Glove caliber right fielder. So who are you moving to first base? Is it Aaron Judge? Are you moving one of them to left field? Judge can certainly play left field, but they're really both right fielders when you think about it.
In my plan, Tucker's the first baseman now, and he will flip-flop with Judge in a year or two.
Yeah. No, I got you. I don't love that because I think he's a Gold Glove caliber player, and you'd be losing a part of his value by not having him there. But the other thing about Kyle Tucker is he had such a weird year this year. You wonder, like, do you want to give him $400 million? That's probably what it's going to take.
Yeah.
But I think the outfield question is this.
I avoided those massive contracts.
Because it's massive.
Yeah.
He's going to get a massive contract. He really is. It's not going to be Soto, but it's going to be very high. He played left field early in his career, so you could simply say, all right, you're the left fielder. But that opens up center field to whom? Like, you guys both traded Jason Dominguez, so I guess that makes it easy. But Jason Dominguez as a center fielder?
Right.
Spencer Jones is a center fielder.
I didn't trade Dominguez.
No, I know you didn't. And I thought about doing it in a deal for Kwan, but it makes sense in the trades you talked about.
Look, soon he's going to be playing third base, as we saw in the warm-up to the divisional round.
Yeah, we did see that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.